Thank you very much. Sorry, you're sneaking in from the back there. Welcome.
Yes. I've been here before.
Yes. He knows his way round. Psalm 107 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Amen? Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I've always liked to translate that as, let Christians speak out. Let us testify to what God is doing in our lives. Now, all of us have a testimony. But is a testimony that's 20, 30 years old? Or is it a testimony of today or yesterday? God wants us to be living daily with him. Now I'm going to share something briefly with you. Some years ago, before I went to Melbourne, one day I was just really sick. I was going both ends and I was jaundiced. And I went to see the pharmacist and asked her if she could give me something to relieve it. She took one look at me and she said, "You need to see a doctor, because anything I give you is only going to mask the symptoms." So I said, okay. And I went to make an appointment and I couldn't get in for 3 days. So what do you do? I came up here and I knocked up Kevin Stone and I said, "Kev, this is the situation. Will you anoint me with oil and pray over me, please?" And he said, "Sure." So he did. And I went home. I was feeling a little bit better. Next day, right as rain, I saw the pharmacist in Woolworths and she said, "What did they find? You look so much better." I said, "Well, I couldn't get in to see a doctor for 3 days, but Kevin Stone anointed me with oil and prayed over me for healing." And she said, "Well, I can see the results. That's fantastic." Now, that's a testimony. That's what God is doing in our lives. That's what God did in my life. Now, a few weeks ago, I was down in Canberra visiting where Matt worships. And just struck up a conversation with a lady there. And I had a real warming in my spirit as I was sharing with her how God had healed me from a heart attack. And Pam met her and she had a real warming in her spirit too. And Thelma said to me afterwards, or she said to me at the time, she said, "I want to catch up with you later. I need to talk with you." And that didn't happen. Anyway, we left there. And what about a week later, fortnight later, was it? Matt's going to continue. Because he's got first hand what happened.
Okay. Well, there's a bit of a Dad and Dave going on. Dave. So I just want to start. Liz, I just want to honour you for being someone who's been a huge influence in my life. And being one of my greatest supporters, so I just had to do that. Thank you. Thelma loves Jesus, and when she reads the Word of God, she assumes it's true and works, which is a really good view of Bible perspective. And when she was sharing, she was just talking about how when she'd been... Well, you'd spoken or prayed over something?
No, like just testifying.
Testifying, yeah. That's right. And... Yeah. She'd said as the testimony, she was hearing the testimony and she aligned her spirit to it. She believed and agreed with what happened. And she started to feel the stirring of God start to stir on the inside out. And she'd gone back to basically that night, she'd gone home and just really sensed the heat of God, just the presence of God in her life. And because she just believes God heals, it's really quite a childlike faith. And the next, I think it was 2 days later, she went to the doctors and to go further the tests. And she found...
She had cancer, didn't she?
She had cancer, yeah.
Yeah.
And fairly strong cancer.
Yeah.
And a little bit like this man of God had been healed for so many years. Like, what did they give you, 12 months?
Yeah.
How many years was it, 10 years ago?
10 years.
10 years ago. Booyah. And so there was this sense that she just said something's changed. She just had this real sense that God was with her and that she believed that the testimony she'd heard had become her own. And when she got the test done, they were absolutely clear. All cancers were gone. Now, it's one thing to be a young lady who, or a younger person who's full of energy and full of zeal, and bodily you can explain it away, but she's 68 or 70. She's an older lady, but she loves Jesus and assumes it works. So, yeah, that's right. She's mature, and she loves the days that she's had. But she's a lady who just loves God, and it flows. And I think that connection with loving the Father and believing that what the Word says is pretty much what it says works and is true, she absorbed that. And she got the result of it. So,
ain't that good?
I'm done.
Yeah. You know, Matt, we've got a medical man here. He's a doctor. Yeah. Now, that's testimony. That is living testimony. And we should expect to see this. We shouldn't be surprised by it. Now, I've told a few people about this, and they're gobsmacked. But why should we be gobsmacked? Look at the early church and how it grew. It just exploded, didn't it? The Lord added daily those who were being saved. Why? Because they were testifying to a risen Jesus. They were testifying to what Jesus was doing in their lives on a day-by-day basis. They had testimony. And it was infectious. It just spread like wildfire. Sure, they copped a bit of abuse for it. Get used to it. It happens. Because we're cutting out the enemy's territory when we do this. But we live. We live. We live for Jesus. Okay? Brothers, says John in one of his epistles, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Now, prosper is not necessarily finance. Prosper, in the dictionary usage of it, is good fortune. And that involves health. It involves a way of life. Now, when we're walking with the Lord on a daily basis, sickness, when it comes, is more of an inconvenience than anything else. You don't worry about it. You just go on with the Lord and sickness sort of trails behind, because our life, our daily life, is with Him. And our enjoyment is with Him. When you get up in the morning, do you say, good morning, Lord? Well, good Lord, it's morning. Okay? We have to spend a daily walk with God where we can get up and say, hallelujah, Lord, thank you for giving me a new day. Where are we going today? What are we going to do today? What surprises have you got in store for me today? And then as God gives us those surprises during the day, we share them with others and we encourage one another. Now, you've been encouraged by that testimony from Thelma, haven't you? Okay? That's exciting stuff. Let's look to see more of it. I want you and 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 you to have daily testimonies of what God is doing in your lives. That way we'll encourage one another, and those who are around us will get infected by it, and they'll want that sort of walk as well. Okay? I don't go for a long period of time. I don't speak long. But I speak with a punch. And you've got a punch now, a challenge to have an exciting life with Jesus. Now I'm going to call these guys back to sing, and we're going to sing the prayer of St. Francis. And they've asked me to join them in singing it, so you're going to have to put up with that. And I'm going to have to stand back here and read it. Is there?